These next two hymns, I chose as intentionally to close my ministry with you among you. The first time I actually recognized this was watching a Northern Exposure episode. Yep. Remember Chris, the DJ?
Yeah.
There was an episode when they were dealing with the seasonal affective disorder, the disappearance of the light. And all through the episode, people were noticing things missing from their living room, their kitchen, their bedroom. And they were all wondering what was going on. Was this a crime spree? And it was Chris the whole time. Nobody knew it. Meantime, he was on Main Street building something that he wouldn't let anybody see. And when he finally had it prepared, on the night of the shortest, the day of the shortest night, they all gathered on the streets there, and he had a big tarp over whatever it was he built. They pull off the tarp, he throws a switch, and it was all of their lamps and lights that he had been stealing to build literally this sculpture, this monument to light. And then he started reading this beautiful poem, "Lead Kindly Light, Amid the Encircling Gloom, Lead Thou Me On. The night is long and I am far from home. Lead Thou Me On." So let us stand together and sing, "Lead Kindly Light." Southwest Conference to please come forward. And actually, you stand here and I'll... How'd you get elected?
Absentee votes,
she said. These people have been called by God in accordance with faith and order of this church to serve among us. They have accepted their call and are before us in witness to their willingness to serve. And so, sisters and brothers in Christ, it is an honor to be entrusted with responsibility for the particular service in the ministry of the church, whether gathered or scattered. I ask you, having prayerfully considered the duties and responsibilities of your ministry, are you prepared to serve with the help of God in Christ's name and for the glory of God? If so, say, I am. Do you promise to exercise your ministry diligently and faithfully, showing forth the love of Christ? If so, say, I do, relying on God's grace.
I do, relying on God's grace.
Let's see, Dana, I'm going to invite you forward here. And if you all could kind of, I'm going to have her lay hands on you as I pray. If you just sort of shoulder to shoulder, arm to arm, and as long as you touch them. Yeah, there we go. Now we go. Let us pray. Eternal God, you have called these people to serve in this household of faith and in the world, which you have entrusted to our care and keeping. Send your Holy Spirit on them that they may serve among us with honor and faithfulness. Help them to be diligent in their duties that your church may prosper in the mission you place before it. May their example prove worthy for all of us to follow as we are united in Christ's ministry to the glory of your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Don't go too far, Nate. And now would Tracy Hughes come forward? We are going to commission this woman who leaves May 28th, 6 weeks, where she will serve in Colombia as a Christian peacemaker, part of the Christian peacemaker team. A noble, noble calling. And I'm so proud of you, Tracy. There could be a lot of things that you chose to do in this period of your life, and you have asked yourself to respond to this call by going to a hard place and doing a hard thing. And so I want now to lay hands on you, and I want to call upon our Holy Spirit to bless you on your way as we commission you for this noble purpose and this ministry. And so, Holy Spirit of the loving God, abide with this, your faithful servant, one called to ministry, one sent into the hard places, and still within her a capacity to smile when it needs to be there, to open her arms of love and embrace those who are in need of simply knowing that someone cares, and still within her a sense and a spirit of peace, so that spirit imbues and embodies and fills the spaces around her and calls out to those who struggle with peace or who threaten peace, so that her presence may abide and through the abiding of your Holy Spirit bring a sense of calm, bring a sense of quiet, and above all, instill a sense of hope that peace is the way. Let her know that she goes with our love, with our support, and with the promise of your abiding presence. Amen. Amen. Okay. Can we pray together now? Earth Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, Loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us.
In times of temptation and testing, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.
Our offering this afternoon will go to a support cost that bringing in a conference minister will bring. Thank you.
We sing the closing hymn. I was about to leave for one of the many mission trips I took when Mimi came up and handed me a gift. She knows that there are two rock gods for me. Bob Dylan is the ultimate, but the penultimate is Van Morrison. And he had just come out with a CD called Hymns to the Silence. It was a two CD set, and that was my gift from my wife leaving. And I took my Sony Walkman out that night as we had driven half of the distance and put the kids down in their sleeping beds in the basement of a church, plugged it in, and started listening. Hymns to the Silence was an album titled by Van Morrison that captured what he was trying to express about this period in which he was met with silence. Now, for many of us, that's not a bad thing. But for a songwriter for whom the tune is always playing, the muse is always inspiring, the silence was deadly. And whatever music he had been able to write before, it wasn't there. And one of the songs on there is called I'm Not Feeling It Anymore. It was his confession. And in that song, he talks about all of the ways he tried to escape the silence through drugs and drinking and money and fame, and none of it worked. And at the end of the song, he repeated this line, I gotta get back to base. Gotta get back to base, whatever grounds me. And it was then that he realized he shouldn't be trying to run away from the silence, he should embrace it. And he wrote his hymns to the silence. And every song after that was, what was his base? Where did this all start and how do I get back there? The fifth song on the album, in this that beautiful Irish tenor voice of his, is Be Thou My Vision. It was his way of saying, if I have any hope of walking forward out of this and seeing the light again, my vision doesn't suffice. I have to see with the eyes of my Creator. As I begin my journey, this is not only my favorite hymn, it's the prayer I need for you to pray with me as I go forward from here and as you go forward down your new path. To the Holy Spirit, we sing this beautiful hymn, Be Now My Vision. May God, creator of all good things, creator of the heaven and earth we are called to steward, may Jesus Christ, who has given hope to all living beings, and may their Holy Spirit who shows us pathways and invites us to a mighty and powerful yes, be with you now and forevermore. Amen.